From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program. And this week, we are looking at Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, where we have four biblical definites. As I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, life is filled with all sorts of indefinites. We plan and we figure and we scheme and we anticipate and we establish goals and so forth and so on. But we never know what the next moment is going to bring. And so life is filled with many indefinites, but the Word of God is filled with many definites. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, we see four of those biblical definites. First of all, we see that there is the definite appointment of death. It says in Hebrews 9, 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die. And we looked at that on Tuesday. Then we see in Hebrews 9, 27, that there is the definite judgment, where it says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And that's the great white throne judgment, where unsaved people will stand before the Lord Jesus, and because they are not saved, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. We looked at that yesterday. Today, we're going to look at the third definite in this text, and that is the fact that there is the definite sacrifice. The definite sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28, it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. We are talking there about the offering of Jesus Christ for the sin of the whole world. Now, that word offered, as we have there, is very, very key, very significant, where it says, so Christ was once offered. It means to bring and to bear, to bring and to bear. And what it is teaching us is that this offering that the Lord Jesus Christ gave for sin was brought to us, was brought to the cross specifically, and on that cross, Jesus Christ bore the sins of the whole world. He bore the sins of the whole world, which simply means that the Lord Jesus Christ gave his own life sacrificially on that cross of Calvary, so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins and the reality of everlasting life. But notice again, and if you have your Bible, I trust that you're following along there. You can see it in Hebrews 9:28. It says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Once offered to bear the sins of many. You know, Jesus Christ will never have to be offered again. When you read through the book of Hebrews, and particularly in Hebrews chapters 9 and 10, and other passages, but particularly in these two chapters, you'll see that it talks a lot about the sacrifices that the Old Testament priests used to offer unto God. And they had to go in there continually to offer the sacrifice unto God. Why? Because even though they offered the blood of the lamb that the Bible instructed them to offer, and of course that the Bible instructed them to offer that because that came directly from God, and even though they offered the blood of the lambs and the goats and so forth in the Old Testament, it was not a perfect sacrifice. And so yearly, the Old Testament priests had to come and offer sacrifices unto the Lord for the atonement of the sins of the people. But the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ was once and for all. He never had to do it again, and he never will have to do it again. That's one of the reasons why when I see what is often referred to as a crucifix, where Jesus is pictured there hanging on the cross, my immediate thought is, take Jesus off the cross, because he's not on the cross. He offered a sacrifice once, was taken off that cross, put in the grave, and then on the third day, he arose again triumphantly to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. But it was a sacrifice that was offered once and never needs to be offered again. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, if you can, there in your Bible, and look at verses 10 through 14. It's talking about the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, and it says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. You see, Christ's offering was once for all, and when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ once for all. Verse 11 goes on to say, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, that's Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Yes, the Old Testament priests continually offered sacrifices, but Jesus, the man of God, 100% man, 100% God, went to the cross and offered a sacrifice that is eternal. It's a sacrifice for sins forever. And after he offered that, he ascended up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God, basically saying, it's finished. It's done. It's complete. The sacrifice was won. It was done. It was complete. No more sacrifices are needed for sin because the sacrifice that Christ rendered is complete. Verse 13 of Hebrews 10 goes on to say, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And those who are sanctified are those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. They are set apart unto God. That's what the word sanctified means. It means to be set apart, and when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we who were of the devil, we were who of this dying and decaying and deteriorating world are, through faith in Jesus Christ, set apart unto God, sanctified, we belong to him, and that sanctification that we receive through Jesus Christ is forever because of the fact that the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ is forever. And, you know, there are many people who think that they can lose their salvation. But the main reason why we will not lose our salvation is because the blood of Jesus Christ is perfect, is complete. His offering is eternal. And as 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 tells us, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, continues to cleanse us from sin. And so we have eternal life. We have eternal security. Because an eternal sacrifice has been offered through the Lord Jesus. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And so you see, as we look at this passage in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28, it tells us again that this sacrifice was once offered, and that indicates the singleness and the finality of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. We see that it was a sacrifice for sins only made possible through the sinless perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see, it tells us here in Hebrews 9:28, that this was a sacrifice for many. You see that? It says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Now, that is not talking about what we would refer to as a universal salvation. But it does talk about the fact that all of those who trust Jesus Christ as Savior are saved. Now, here's the point. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. The Bible teaches us that over and over again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ died for the sins of the whole world. But that does not mean that everybody will automatically be saved. And of course, that universalism is taught by many of the liberals and compromisers today. But Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But for a person to appropriate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, they must personally trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And so that's why it says here that he died for the sins of many. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, his blood covered the sins of all who ever lived, does live, or ever will live. But only those who receive Christ become the recipients of that sacrifice. And that's what the word many means. When it says he offered this sacrifice for the sins of many, it's talking about though the sacrifice is extended to everybody on the face of the earth, there will only be few who will accept it by trusting Christ as Savior. And those few are the many, as it were. That's sort of a play on words, isn't it? But I think you get my point. The few who receive it are the many who have received Christ and through his work on the cross have the forgiveness of sins. And so the question that we ask, how can we appropriate Christ's sacrificial offering? Well, Hebrews 10 and verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so if Jesus died for you, and if you reject him, then you are not a part of the many who have the forgiveness of sins. But if you accept him and trust him as your Savior, then you are a part of the many who have the forgiveness of sins. And I would encourage you today, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. But how we can thank the Lord that there is the definite sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue and complete our study on four biblical definites by looking at one more definite in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, but Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.